It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Legendary crooner Perry Como was a native of nearby Cannonsburg. In addition to Mr. C, as he was fondly called, the borough has quite a musical heritage. Making a return visit to tell us how Cannonsburg is making the most of its musical legacy is borough manager Terry Hazlett. Terry Hazlett, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Well, thank you. Nice to be on the air.
So why do you call Cannonsburg America's small town music capital?
Well, since the 1940s, Cannonsburg's artists have placed almost 200 songs on the Billboard pop charts. I think the number's 194, 195, and we thought that was incredible for a town of 8,600 people.
And why should Cannonsburg be the home to a pop music hall of fame? Now, the Rock Music Hall of Fame's in Cleveland. Other halls of fame are in pretty big towns. The Baseball Hall of Fame's in Cooperstown, New York, and Football Hall of Fame's in Canton, Ohio. Why should the Pop Music Hall of Fame be in Cannonsburg?
Well, I think it goes back to your first question is when you were talking about how many artists came from Cannonsburg, and we had three artists place almost 200 songs on the pop chart. What we found incredible was that there was no Hall of Fame for pop artists, and since we had three of the larger pop artists of the past 50 years, we felt that gave us some credence to put the Hall of Fame in Cannonsburg. And it's interesting that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland got Cleveland mainly because of one item. It truthfully wasn't because they had rock and roll artists, but because the first rock and roll DJ, Alan Freed, was from Cleveland. So that's how they laid claim, I guess, to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So we thought we could do the same with the Pop Music Hall of Fame.
And how will the Pop Music Hall of Fame compare to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Country Hall of Fame and other halls of fame?
Well, I think we'll have artists from all of those Hall of Fames. If you look at the artists that we are inducting this year, there are some on the country side and there are some on the rock side, and of course there's some on the R&B side as well. But the Pop Music Hall of Fame is more mainstream artists. So I think when you think of artists such as you mentioned, Perry Como, Bobby Vinton, who are both in this year, Johnny Mathis, Frank Sinatra, when you think about it, how can America exist at this point in time with no Hall of Fame for Frank Sinatra? That just doesn't sound quite right. And so that's where we were going with mainstream pop artists. Now, obviously, we went a little bit to the rock and roll for Beach Boys and Beatles, who were pop artists but also had some rock and roll hits. And then on the country side, we have Johnny Cash and Brenda Lee and Elvis, for that matter, had some country hits as well. But basically, what we're looking for are artists who had the breadth, depth, and influence on pop music in general.
Have you heard from any of the candidates selected, and what has been their reaction?
We have. We talked with Brenda Lee, and she was excited about being in the Hall of Fame. We actually got a hold of Johnny Mathis in California. We got a hold of his secretary to call up and let them know he was in the Hall of Fame. And what was interesting is when she answered the phone, and I explained, I'm from the America's Pop Music Hall of Fame, and she said, "We've been waiting to hear from you." So I thought it was incredible that out in California they knew that this was taking place and were excited to be in the Hall of Fame. And indeed, when they reached him at a golf course, and he said he was thrilled to be in the Hall of Fame and would try to make the induction ceremony. And then Monday, this past Monday, the Beach Boys were in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, and we went up there to give them a certificate to let them know they were in the Hall of Fame, and they were very excited as well.
We're talking with Terry Hazlett. He is the borough manager for Cannonsburg, and Cannonsburg is the site now of the Pop Music Hall of Fame. Where is the Pop Music Hall of Fame currently located?
Well, currently it's in a former cafe in downtown Cannonsburg. It used to be called Toys My Way Cafe. It's only about 3,000 square feet, but we wanted to have a place where when the buses come into, a lot of buses come into Washington County right now to go to the casino and the Trolley Museum and Meadowcroft Village and places like that. And we are already getting calls to stop into Canonsburg to see the Pop Music Hall of Fame. And, of course, right now we don't have one, so we thought we would rent a small place just to put in maybe outfits from the Beatles that we are working currently on getting, and, of course, the plaques that the artists get. So they would have a place to stop. And then in the meantime, we are doing a fundraising campaign to build what we believe would be a 3- or 4-story building, which would be a permanent home for the Hall of Fame.
And when will the induction ceremony take place?
Well, right now we are planning for an induction ceremony on July 3rd. And that may sound like a strange time to have a weeknight in the middle of July to have an induction ceremony. But the reason we picked that is one of the other things that Canonsburg is known for is its large 4th of July parade. It's, right now it's second only to Philadelphia in size in Pennsylvania. And our plan was to have the artists that show up at the induction ceremony and then hopefully would participate in our parade the following day. And our parade gets anywhere between 50 and 70,000 people, which is a lot of people to fit into a town of about 9,000 people.
We've been talking with Terry Hazlett. He is the borough manager for the town of Canonsburg, which is now home to the Pop Music Hall of Fame. And hopefully Paul and Ringo will show up on July 3rd. Terry, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you, and good luck.
Well, it's been great talking to you as well. And yes, we hope Paul and Ringo show up. We're keeping our fingers crossed.
Okay, take care, Terry.
Thank you very much.
And that will do it for today's edition of Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great weekend.